Flesh and Bone, written by John McCarney. On the main street of a small mountain town, steam billows up from the hood of a black SUV as it moves through a slushy rain. Faded storefronts stare out at the vehicle. Caleb LaRoque, 35, sits in an orange jumpsuit in the back seat. Tattoos covered his scarred arms. His bald head has the word flesh tattooed on one side, the symbol and on his forehead, and bone on the other side. His eyes are closed and his head sways back and forth. The black SUV parks behind a blue and white police car. Snow-capped mountains are a backdrop to a cold, slushy drizzle. A very fit Charles Chuck Jenkins, 40, and his plainclothes partner get out of the SUV. Jenkins opens the back door, hand over his holstered weapon. Jenkins pulls Caleb out of the car. His feet are chained together with a chain that leads up to his handcuffed hands. He leads Caleb to the police car, parked a few yards away. In the front seat, Sheriff Dan Peterson, 45, eats a breakfast sandwich that drizzles ketchup onto his fat belly. His deputy, Linda Grimes, 28, smiles, pats his chin with a napkin. They watch from the police car as the men approach. Sheriff Peterson gets out of the vehicle, sips on a coffee. He points to Caleb's bare feet. Irritated, he mumbles through his last bite.
It's 30 degrees. Sign the release and you can buy him some booties.
Sheriff Peterson, with a smirk on his face, opens the back door of his police car. Jenkins pushes Caleb in. He looks around for a security bar. There is none and no screen on the rear window. Just a small metal ring on the seat between his legs.
No cage? You guys should upgrade.
Sheriff Peterson amused. He locks Caleb's chain on the ring.
This ain't the big city. We spend most our time helping broken down motorists or taking a council person somewhere.
Frustrated, Jenkins drops the handcuff keys into the sheriff's shirt pocket.
Fine. All yours.
Caleb stares at Deputy Grimes with an eerie smile. She turns away. Jenkins' partner gestures to the sheriff to sign the release.
It's still made out to the penitentiary.
Jenkins crosses out the penitentiary's name. He gazes at the sheriff's name tag. He scrawls his name over the penitentiary's name.
Not like we anticipated this.
Sheriff Peterson quickly scratches his name. Jenkins reaches over and rips off a copy before his partner hands it to the sheriff.
Seems like he got you boys running scared. Listen, the son of a bitch murdered 6 people. That we know of. You wanna... No, you listen, asshole. I don't wanna nothing. I'm only out here in this shit on a Saturday because you FBI clowns can't keep your car in one fucking piece.
Sheriff looks back at Grimes with an I told him smile. He pulls his pants over his fat belly. He disdainfully waves Jenkins forward with a below-the-waist motion with his hand. He points across the street.
Samuel's service station over there will fix your radiator.
Jenkins ambles toward the service station with his partner. He gazes back at the sheriff, shakes his head, and vents.
This guy is straight out of Smokey and the Bandit.
Jenkins just stares at the sheriff, walks back to his car. He glares at Caleb in the rear seat of the sheriff's car. Caleb smiles at Jenkins, puckers a sarcastic kiss at him.
He should stay in federal custody.
His partner grabs Jenkins' arm and leads him away.
Ain't our call. Let's get this fixed and leave this podunk town.
Sheriff Peterson struggles to get back in his police car. His fat belly rubs against the steering wheel as he settles in. He gestures to Deputy Grimes.
Log him in our custody, Linda. 10:23 a.m.
With the FBI agents watching, Sheriff tips his hat to them and heads out of town. The vehicle moves along a winding mountain road. Caleb stares at the sheriff's eyes in the rearview mirror.
You may want to spend your last few moments of freedom looking at something else besides my eyes.
Caleb still glares at the sheriff's eyes in the mirror. Sheriff Peterson stares at the words on Caleb's head.
They say you're clairvoyant.
Caleb looks out the window and chuckles. Grimes gazes back at him. Caleb gets a peek at her name tag. She turns back around to avoid eye contact. The sheriff, cocky, glares in the mirror.
So, I guess you can see you're gonna burn in hell?
Caleb laughs and leans back. In his eerie psycho voice, responds,
You mean, like for sinning?
Sheriff makes a gesture with his head like no duh.
I ain't no mind reader. I just pay attention to details. Details? Yeah, like I know now you a religious man. I also see your wedding ring is two sizes too small for your fat fingers.
Sheriff Peterson glares at Caleb's eyes in the mirror. Caleb smiles and looks out the window.
Bet you have one fat-ass wife, too.
The sheriff's jaw tightens, peers at Caleb, then to Grimes.
Not gonna play your little game. Not my game, Sheriff. You asked me a question. What question? About burning in hell.
The sheriff gazes at his wedding ring and flexes his fingers.
That ring feeling a little tight, Sheriff?
The sheriff glares back at Caleb. He glances over to Grimes.
Figured you married, maybe 20-plus years? Girlfriend since what? 7th or 8th grade?
Caleb chuckles as he looks back out the window.
Bet you were drilling her as soon as you could get a hard on.
Caleb, with the voice of a Sunday morning preacher, yells out,
Sinning in the eyes of the Lord.
Caleb pulls forward as far as his restraints led him.
Then you both got bored with your sex life and got fat.
The sheriff fumes. He nods his head towards Deputy Grimes.
Show a little respect.
Caleb laughs a little creepier, then addresses Deputy Grimes.
Deputy Grimes. Well, what do you think, Linda? It is Linda.
Grimes ignores him. Caleb looks back and forth at the back of their heads and smiles.
You two good friends?
The sheriff and Grimes stoically look at each other. Silence.
See, I feel someone as homely as Linda here had to do something special to get this job. I'm betting she's from around here and no good-looking boy was gonna take her away. Nice of you to help her out, Sheriff. Real kind. Shut the fuck up already. Soon as I finish answering your question, Sheriff.
Caleb glares back and forth at Deputy Grimes and the sheriff.
I noticed she was moving the heat vent that was tilted more towards the middle of the seat to where she is sitting now.
Sheriff and Grimes glance at each other with a guilty stare.
My guess is she usually sits closer and gives you hand jobs or a little knob polishing.
Sheriff, enraged, drives a little faster. The tires squeal.
No reason to get upset, Sheriff. I'm just trying to answer the question. Can I see that I'm gonna burn in hell?
Caleb lunges forward as far as he can and spits at Sheriff.
Absolutely! Right along with your hypocritical sinning ass!
Sheriff takes his eyes off the road and glares back at Caleb. Sheriff! A male hitchhiker, 25, with a loaded pack, is on the road. Sheriff swerves to miss him, and the police car tumbles down a cliff. Tree branches crack as the vehicle tumbles. The handcuff ring breaks free from the seat. Caleb tumbles out of control. The battered vehicle finally comes to a stop. It smolders as the wheels spin around on the upside-down vehicle. Silence, except for the sound of the car hissing. No movement by anyone in the vehicle. Deputy Grimes is dead with her eyes wide open. A banged-up Caleb drags himself out of the police car. He struggles. His legs and hands are still chained together. Gasoline leaks onto the ground and pools. Sheriff Peterson is unconscious and his arm is bent backwards, broken. Caleb crawls over to the sheriff and stretches awkwardly to reach into his shirt pocket to get the keys. Sheriff suddenly grabs Caleb's arm. Caleb smiles at the sheriff and twists his broken arm around, enjoying the crackling sound. Caleb struggles to extend his hands towards the keys. Caleb finally rips the sheriff's pocket, and the keys fall to the ground. Caleb scoops and scoops at the dirt. He secures the keys and fidgets with the lock. He contorts his hand, and finally, click, it opens. Caleb's eerie smile returns. Caleb unlocks one lock, then the other. He is free. He slowly stands up and lets out a sinister laugh. He raises his arms up and marvels to himself that he is okay.
See, Sheriff? My daddy broke my bones so many times, they can't be broken no more.
Caleb giggles. It turns into a deep belly laugh. Out of nowhere, the hitchhiker appears.
Hey!
Caleb turns around and the hitchhiker wears a wool beanie and wields a large machete-like knife. He carries a large pack. Caleb slowly approaches the man, who backs away with a large blade as his hand nervously shakes. A large hawk squawks overhead and distracts the man. Caleb barrels into him like a linebacker who makes a hard tackle. The man squirms, but Caleb overpowers him. He grinds his fingers into the man's eye sockets as he screams out. Blood flows out. Caleb dodges the blood and chokes the man. The man dies, and Caleb smiles and looks back at the sheriff. Caleb licks his bloody fingers.
Don't want to get any blood on his clothes. Well, I mean my clothes.
Caleb undresses and stands naked, his tattooed body horribly scarred from head to toe. He undresses the hitchhiker's body. He dresses the hitchhiker in his orange jumpsuit. He puts the chains and the handcuffs on him. He takes one of the chains and lock and tosses it in the camping pack. Caleb smiles as the gas pulls around the trapped sheriff. He laughs uncontrollably. He puts on the hitchhiker's clothes. He laughs harder as he pulls over the hitchhiker's body and crams him into the upside-down back seat. He quickly searches in the large camping pack. He pauses.
You know, Sheriff, what are the chances?
With his back to the sheriff, he starts to laugh. At first, just a little, but then roars with a full belly-aching laugh. Caleb whips around and flicks on a lighter.
That you would burn before me?
Sheriff's eyes bulge with fear. Caleb lights the gas and the vehicle rages into an inferno as the sheriff screams. The heat is so strong, the flesh is instantly incinerated. Caleb puts on the hitchhiker's beanie over his tattooed head and walks away with all of the hitchhiker's gear. He brushes a small tree branch over his footprints and covers up any sign he was there. He smiles back at the raging inferno. Caleb disappears deep into the forest on a journey to find his next victim.